Hello and welcome to another edition of 99 Questions. I am your host, Bob Buell. This is, of course, an oddly numbered interview show where we ask all sorts of interesting people interesting questions. And joined with me today, oh, the multi-hyphens of it all, comedian, actress, writer, director, kingpin, perhaps?
Producer?
Oh my gosh. It's Katie Maravich. Katie, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I feel like everyone in LA is all of those things.
This is correct. This is correct. Doesn't take anything away from you, though. Thank you so much for being on the show here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Of course. But just like anything in life, where would we be? Got a couple ground rules, terms and conditions, if you will, to set up up front. Like, ground rule number one, take as much time or as little time as you need to answer a question. If a yes or no suffice, give me a yes or no. If a short story about your life helps us get a better answer, I want to hear that story. Ground rule number two, this is not a, I tell myself every week I need to come up with a more current reference here. This isn't a Wolf Blitzer interview. There's nothing controversial here. This is not a gotcha interview by any means. But if you want to skip over a question, you can. We can pass. No judgment. No worries. And ground rule number three, despite the name of the show being 99 questions, there might be extra. I might ask you one off the cuff. There's a community question at the end that I chose two questions for because it's my show and who could tell me otherwise. So all I'm saying is, don't count it so much. All that said, the first of those non-counting questions. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
There we go. Question number one. What's the perfect breakfast?
Ooh, all right. Dang, that's a good question.
Starting off spicy.
Okay, so for me, the perfect breakfast is literally just cereal, because I only like to eat like heavy breakfast food later in the day. But if we're just talking breakfast food in general, I think the perfect breakfast food is a breakfast burrito. And I like it to have hash browns, scrambled eggs, cheese, some guacamole, and like sour cream. Pretty simple, pretty standard. I don't eat pork, so no bacon.
More than fair. There's enough to make up for it in there. It's all.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. No, that sounds phenomenal. Question two. Who's the coolest dude?
Oh, my God. The coolest dude?
Mm-hmm. This carries a lot of weight.
Oh, this is a hard one because I know a lot of cool dudes. I think that both of my brothers are cool dudes.
Wow.
Yeah, for different reasons. One is like really into like music and art, and then one is just like a very good person, and they're both good people, but one is like stands out as being like very sincere and sweet. And yeah. So my brothers.
I'll take the coolest dude trophy, slice it in half, we'll send one to each. It'll be good. Perfect. Question three, steak, chicken, or fish?
Fish.
I like it. Question four, best gift you've ever gotten?
It was a gift that was, I would say it's like the coolest gift I've ever gotten, which was, I think in third grade, I was going to have like an ice skating birthday party. And my mom got me ice skates and a purple glittery ice skating dress. Yeah, it was really cool. And the funny thing is, I think I'm not athletic in any way. And I think I only wore it to this birthday party and nowhere else. I never ice skated again.
That's amazing. That's like a wedding dress or a dress to wear to the Oscars or something. Like, that's a one-time use.
It was wonderful. I felt so cool at my party. And people kept thinking, like, oh my God, she must be a professional. But then they'd like actually see me on the ice and I was horrible.
I love that. Did you see the purple outfit?
He's so cool. Like the worst person on ice skates.
Then immediately as you touch ice, just truly crumbling to bits.
That's what happened.
Question five, best gift you've ever given?
Oh yeah. So for my wedding, my husband got me like a obviously like an engagement ring, and then I got him an engagement suit, and then he wore it to our wedding. Yeah,
Oh,
so it was very nice.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I've never heard of an engagement suit, but
It
I like the
felt like
idea
I
of
should.
this.
Like, he got me the ring, I got him the suit.
True. You could have regifted the purple outfit,
I know I
maybe.
should have. I should have.
Question six. What did you want to do for a living when you were a kid?
I'd say like around fifth grade, I realized I was going to do something with comedy or being a writer, actor, something like that. But before that, my mom used to have us say we wanted to be doctors. So I don't know if I actually want it to be, or if it was just like a parent being like, tell them you want to be a doctor.
It'll make me look better if you say it, like
Yes, exactly.
I like that. I like that. Question seven. This is a biggie. What's the largest animal you can beat in a fight?
I would say a bear. No further, no further comment.
No, I believe you. Yes.
Yeah.
We're booking the venue next week for this, so yeah. Question eight. Who's someone you look up to?
Ooh. Oh my God, there's so many people. I really love Jenny Slate. And I'm like such a big fan. I love like the course of her career. I love that she has a very distinct voice, and she like, you know, I loved the novel she wrote, or I guess like the book. It was kind of short stories that she wrote. And yeah, I would say like, yeah, she's someone who I'll watch every movie that she's in, anything she does. So I'd say I look up to her.
That's fantastic. Question nine. First album you bought with your own money?
Oh, that would have been Britney Spears for
Yes.
sure.
The Queen. The
I don't
Queen.
remember which album, but one of them.
They're all good.
They're all
She has
great.
she hasn't missed in 20 years.
I
Like
know, it's so true.
question 10. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, okay. It's Four Non-Blondes. That one, what's it called? Let me look it up. I don't want to sound like a dummy. Four Non-Blondes. Oh, what's up? Four Non-Blondes, what's up?
It's a crowd pleaser, you know?
Oh my God, people love it. People absolutely love it.
Question 11, last song that you listened to.
The last song I listened to was, I think, Lana Del Rey.
Oh.
Like that one that's like High by the Beach, or like High by the Beach. Yeah, that's what it's called. High
Oh,
by
it's
the
actually
Beach.
called High by the Beach. Okay.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Give me something to check out after this show.
It's good. I love her.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Question 12. What's a band or musical artist you want to hear more from?
Easy, Regina Spektor. I
Ooh.
love her so much. She's been my favorite artist since I was in middle school.
Love that.
Yeah,
A
I
good
love her.
pull. Yeah. Question 13. A song that brings the most emotion out of you.
Ooh. This is so stupid. But I feel like that right after 9/11, everyone was singing that like proud to be an American. I'm not patriotic, like don't get it twisted. but I think it just like, first of all, it's funny, it makes me laugh, and that's so the emotion is like giddiness.
Yeah.
But then also like I remember you know, that moment in time when everyone was like so proud to be an American.
Oh yeah. The Freedom Fries era, as
Oh
it's
yeah.
known. Yeah.
I don't want people to think I'm like I've got like American flags all over my house or something. That's not me.
This is a Let it be known, it's an audio medium, but Katie is in the back of a pickup truck right now.
Yes, I have an American flag behind me and then a bald eagle on my shoulder.
Yeah, it's sitting there so well trained. Wow. Question 14. What's your favorite music video?
Oh, Lord.
This is a little music block, you know?
I don't know. Music video. I like some of the ones from the 80s. The only one that's standing out right now is like Smashing Pumpkins. That's like, I guess, 90s. But like, I think, okay, so I think Smashing Pumpkins 1979.
Okay.
But I like a lot. But also, I don't know. Maybe I don't know enough music videos.
There's just too many. There's too many of them.
I know, honestly.
Especially now, they just go on YouTube, they instantly get like 70 million views, and then they're forgotten the next day. Like, it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Question 15. You got $1 million, but you have to donate it all to charity. Which charity is it going to?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Just one charity? I have to choose one charity?
You know, I used to be stricter about this question, saying one charity, and now I'm like 80-something episodes in, and I go, yeah, you could give it to whoever you need, man, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who need it, so.
Yes, definitely. I feel like I'd want to do something with, like, education, and, like, you know, there's all these, like, public schools that are not being, like, properly funded. And then there's like the town over is like super funded. Yeah. That's how it was. My high school is like way underfunded. So I would want to, I think, just help like public schools.
Great one. Question 16. Favorite holiday?
I like Halloween and I like Thanksgiving.
What a nice 1-2 punch of
yes.
October, November there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun time.
Fall. Who doesn't love it?
Yeah.
17. What's your go-to drink when you walk into a coffee shop?
Ooh, I like an iced coffee with a little bit of almond milk or an iced Americano. I only like cold coffee. I don't like hot coffee drinks.
So regardless of time of year, only iced.
Yeah, people always comment on it. Even if it's like dead of winter in Chicago, I'm like drinking an iced coffee.
Interesting. See, I always make it a whole ordeal. Like, all right, it's now cold enough where I can switch from iced to hot. It's like changing of the seasons, but okay.
Not me.
Interesting. 18. Spell the word. Gray.
Well, in America, G-R-A-Y, right? A for America. I learned that in school. I hope that's right. And then everywhere else, it's like G-R-E-Y.
But where you, if you had to write a sentence today saying sky is a little bit gray.
Gray, I would do G-R-A-Y. Wow. Just because that's like in my head from elementary school.
Again, pickup truck, American flag, AY.
America. Yeah.
Question 19. What's your prized possession?
Oh my God, this is gross. I was going to say my dog. But I mean, I do own my dog. I bought it. Or her. Oh my God, that's so gross. But I view her like as a human. It's like my child, but I would have to say my dog still. I did spend money on her.
That's true. There's a receipt there.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But I do view her just as another person.
Question 20. Are you competitive?
Yes, extremely.
Extremely?
Yes, I like to win.
Wow. Okay. Question 21. Do you consider golf a sport?
Yes. Do people not consider golf a sport?
Well, some would say, I don't know who these some people are, but some might say that it is a very skilled hobby. Very, Ooh. Very skilled, but you might need defense to be a sport.
Ah.
And golf, you're literally just playing against yourself, like darts or,
yeah,
I don't know, shuffleboard. That's true.
I have never once thought of golf. I do. I am the least knowledgeable about sports and not sports and hobbies. But off the bat, I would say, yeah, sure. It's a sport.
Takes more talent than I have, I can tell you that
Yeah, I
much.
can't do any of that, so I respect it.
I like the golf cart. That looks like fun. I can do
Yes,
that.
honestly, I would like to try that.
I'll trade in my car and get that. That seems like
Yeah.
better mileage. 22. Have you ever played any sports?
Yes, I tried every sport actually, and I failed. I did competitive swimming and dance for a long time, and so I did actually do those. But in terms of like sports, I did softball, basketball, volleyball. I guess that's it. But I tried them. Oh, and soccer. I tried all of them,
Wow.
but I was very bad.
Running the gamut there. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents were desperate. They were like desperate to have me do something like athletic, and I failed. I was so bad.
23, favorite sport to watch.
Oh, basketball for sure. That's really
Ooh.
fun to watch. I love being like in the actual stadium or arena, whatever they call it. And mostly I just go for the food, but it is like exciting. I feel like it's the most exciting of the sports.
It's, I love watching basketball because almost always, no matter how the first 2 hours of the game goes, it's always like 106 to 106. Like,
Oh,
and the
really?
last like 5 minutes will always be what everything determines. Like, you might as well have not
Wow.
played the previous 2 hours and only played for that last dramatic 5 minute chunk.
That's so funny.
But
I
it
love
is,
that.
it's good. Good drama.
Definitely.
24 theme parks.
Yes, I do like theme parks and I like roller coasters a lot.
Oh.
Yes.
25, dubbed the Ron Bennington after famous radio personality. You're standing in a wrestling ring, and a wave of 9-year-olds, a random mix of boys and girls, are coming down to that ring to fight you. How many 9-year-olds could you beat in this fight?
Oh my God. You're asking how many 9-year-olds I would beat up,
That is
essentially.
correct.
Oh my God. I know I could beat them all up. I could
Wow.
handle every single 9-year-old. Yeah, there's not a 9-year-old alive who I don't think I could tank, but also my confidence is through the roof and it shouldn't be. But yes, I do think that I could beat up every single 9-year-old.
Again, I believe it. There's a bear in their corner going, "Don't
Yes.
do it, kids. Don't do it. She just she got me last week." Yeah. 26. What's a game you know you can win?
Cranium.
Oh, I love Cranium.
I know. That was like the board game that my friends and I always played in middle school and high school every time we got together. And I feel like also I just have a lot of the cards memorized at this point, and
Yeah.
but I'm like really good at it. I definitely got enough practice where I'm a pro.
Is there a category or color that you would excel at? Like, are you like, don't get me near the humdinger humming ones, or only
Oh.
give me the ones with the artsy ones, or like, do you
I do
remember if
like the
there's
artsy ones. I like those a lot. I think those are maybe the easiest. Yeah, I feel like the ones where you have to spell, I don't remember what they're called now, spell things. I feel like that was really hard because I'm such a visual learner and saying it out loud, spelling it out loud is very difficult for me.
I get it. There's something you have to spell backwards. It's like, what
Yeah,
kind
I
of
hate those.
jigsaw game are we playing here?
It's not
Yeah.
good. That's not, those aren't fun. I like the ones also where you like act them out. Those are really fun.
Yeah. 27. What topic can you discuss the most?
Ooh. I like movies a lot. And I feel like I talk about movies a lot with my friends because most of them also like movies a lot. I'd say that I like fashion a lot. So I can talk about that a lot too. Oh, and I like baking. I feel like there's a lot. Oh, baked goods, like restaurants in LA and where to get like baked goods. I love talking about that.
Ooh, I, as someone who hasn't had dinner yet, this sounds wonderful. Yeah. 28 favorite wow. place you visited.
Oh, I really liked Iceland. It was like living on a different planet for a little bit. We did like the full ring road and it's so secluded and there's just like sheep everywhere. It's so cool. I loved being there. I'd like to do that again.
That has been on my list for years now.
It's
Iceland.
Great.
Looks cool. Hot springs and
oh god, it's fish. So nice. It's so expensive though. Like I went when the tickets were really cheap, when everyone was going, but I didn't realize that when you're there, every meal is like $30. I was like, oof, this is, I'm eating like a hot dog. $30.
But I'm sure it's translated to whatever their currency is. So it's like,
it was
it's
so
hot
much
dog
money.
Money. Who can tell? question 29. What's your catchphrase?
Oh, I want to say the catchphrase that I would say as a child, if that's okay.
Please.
Because I had one, which was whenever I was upset about something, I would like say whatever it was sassily. And then I'd be like, I hope you know. So I'd be like, I'm running away. I hope you know. So I was like always saying, I hope you know, to the point where like my family would always make fun of me.
It's amazing. You had like your action figure pull string quote just as a
I
kid.
Hope you know. Yeah. Oh. I was such a little brat.
I love that. I'm going to do that at work next time someone asks me to do something. Question 30. What's the best costume or cosplay you ever wore?
Oh, I have a good one. When I was 1 year old, my mom for Halloween dressed me as a lamb. And then, so I have like a photo of me with like little, like black leggings and a fluffy lamb suit and little hat. And it was
gosh.
Really cute. But then in college, I like had her like sew an adult sized version of the exact one that I wore as a 1 year old. So I had that lamb costume and I've worn it to so many Halloweens. I wear it like every year because it's like hand sewn and it's so good. Yeah, I love it.
That's incredible. It's a generational
yes.
costume.
Yes, it really is. And then I can always like show people a photo of me as like a baby in the same costume. But yeah.
It grew cute. Along with me.
It did.
I love that. question 31. Have you ever had anything named after you?
No, there's no way. I don't think so. I don't think that's in the cards for me.
Okay. You never know. You know, there might be an Icelandic hot dog named the
Maybe.
Maravich. You know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll put in a word with them.
I'd be honored if that happened.
As someone who has a hot dog named after them, that is actually
you?
True. Yes, I do.
Where at? Where is this?
Oh, it's been out of business for a while.
Aww.
But you better believe the last night that they were open, it was this little bar with a kitchen in it. I went in and stole so many versions of that menu so I could like have forever.
Yes.
Like.
Oh, I would. Yes, absolutely. I would do the exact same thing.
It's the best. It was delicious.
Aw. Wait, how did you get that? How did you get it named after you? What did you do?
I worked at a bar. It was the bar around the corner from that restaurant.
Okay.
And so, like, when you were off shift, you would just go to the place around the corner because you don't want to, you know, have a beer at the same place you work. And one of the people there was starting up the whole kitchen menu. And he was like, we were just talking one day. And I was like, Yeah, it's always kind of been like a bucket list thing. They have a food or like a drink named after me. I think that would be cool. And he goes,
Yes.
yeah, done.
Wow.
And
What a
then he
cool person.
misspelled my name, which was even
Oh
better.
my God. Everyone misspells my name constantly, so I feel that.
I told him, oh, Buell, like fuel, but with a B.
Yeah.
And he goes, got it. And then
No.
opening night, he had the little placard and it was Beul. And I
No.
was like, listen, man, it's a huge honor, but like,
You messed it all up.
and he goes, yeah, like fuel, Feul. And I go, oh, okay, so you don't know.
That's the mistake. He never knew how to spell
That was,
it.
we got it corrected. It was okay,
Okay,
but it
good.
was,
Thank God.
it's a good little anecdote. And now I have the menus embossed in
Aw, I
forever.
would do that. That's really sweet. What a nice person.
They were very, I think they moved to Texas or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, whoa.
Hey, hot dogs called them, you got to follow the call of adventure.
Yes.
32. Hobby you've dedicated the most time to.
Comedy. There's no doubt. Yes, that's all I do. And now my
It's
career.
fighting 9-year-old. Yeah.
Yes.
Close second. It's close
Yes.
second.
Yeah. And then beers, after that, for sure.
Picking up the Browns, yeah. 33. Who's a celebrity you've had a crush on?
Michael Cera.
Ooh.
Everyone, like every all of my friends know this. It's so strange, but like that's, yeah, I don't know why. I feel like I just kind of, we're I feel like we're in the same category a little bit, like little quirky weirdos. And so I feel like that's probably why. I would love to meet Michael Cera.
He seems like a pretty good dude.
He does. He really seems like cool. And I'm not like creepy about it. I wouldn't be weird. I wouldn't make it like a weird thing.
Michael Cera is a big fan of the show. I'll send him a DM. We'll see what we
I
can
would
get
die. A part of
started.
me, you shouldn't joke like that because a part of me got so excited and then I realized you were joking.
Maybe he listens and he just doesn't.
Maybe.
Michael
Oh
Cera,
my
leave
God.
a
You should try
iTunes
to get
review.
him on. Get him on this
Okay,
and then show him my episode and maybe.
I'll clip this out, send it directly to Michael Cera, and just say
Please.
thoughts. Mike, comment. 34. What's the strangest job you ever had?
Oh, I've had a few weird jobs. The strangest was I would go to like big football games and try to get people to like subscribe to different services. And then every time it wasn't, that's not weird, but like every time I would go to them, the people I was like working with would just end up getting like drunk with like tailgaters at these like football events and stuff. And I'd be like the only one sober. And then people would get so aggressive. We'd like hand them, we'd like, if you signed up, then you got a free shirt or whatever, or a free towel or something. And people were so aggressive about getting them. I remember this one guy came over and he grabbed like seven shirts or something. And I had to be like, what are you doing? Why do you think you get seven shirts? It was just like a weird, bad job, but
My
it
God.
was super weird.
It's that atmosphere. Just people just assume there are no rules and
Yes.
it's diving through tables and
Oh yeah,
whatnot.
people doing tailgates like that at like late into the night are so trashed. It's like just an unpleasant experience if you're working there.
Yeah, if you're not equally as trashed as they are.
Yes, absolutely.
35. A book you'd recommend the world to read.
Ooh. A book I would recommend is My Sister, the Serial Killer. It
Ooh.
was very fun, and about a topic I enjoy, serial killing.
Okay.
So yeah, it was fun.
Wow, very cool.
I read it a few years ago. It's not, I haven't, I feel like it got really big like a couple years ago, and that's when I read it, but it really like stuck with me.
Oh. We'll check this out. 36. A movie that always makes you laugh.
Oh, the Naked Gun movies from Leslie Nielsen. Those were a big part, like a big part of why I do comedy.
Absolutely classic.
Yes, I
Honestly,
love
all
them.
three?
Three, yeah.
Three. Yeah. Oh, so funny. Leslie Nielsen, I feel like he never got his due. Like I felt like
Yes.
he was always like way underrated, or he was like, oh, he's just that
Yeah.
guy in those silly movies. It's like he was so funny.
And he started off as a dramatic actor, but I was obsessed with
Really?
him as a kid, like to the point where when he died, not too long ago, a few years
Yeah.
ago, people were reaching out to me to make sure I was okay because
Oh.
I loved Leslie Nielsen so much.
Oh, he is just a gem.
The
Yeah.
best, truly.
37. What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Oh, this is gonna get some hate. I literally walked out of Mamma Mia. I know,
Wow.
and I'm a movie lover, and I don't do that. I will sit through the worst movie, but I couldn't. I literally got up and left.
One star review. Too much ABBA.
Truly,
Just
too much.
like.
I love ABBA. I went to an ABBA dance party last Friday. Like I love ABBA. I could not
Wow.
watch that movie. I want to try now that it's, I'm an adult. I was like a child when I saw it, but hated it.
I will say I've never seen the sequel, but bravo job on the title. Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again.
Yes,
Wow.
perfect.
Five
But
star
that it
title.
wrote itself.
Yes.
Yeah, they
This is
didn't do
true.
anything.
Someone's first day in the writer's room, like, guys, we have the perfect title here.
Here we go again. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. 38. Who's your favorite actor or actress?
Jenny Slate.
Ooh, getting some Slate love in there.
I love you, Jenny Slate. I like a lot of actors and but I guess yeah, she's definitely tops. I like Oscar Isaac a lot too.
Yeah, he's having such a renaissance right now. I love it.
Yes.
39. How cool was it in Jurassic Park when the raptors were running through the kitchen?
It was very cool. I love
Correct.
that
Yeah.
scene. What a great scene.
So good. When they open the door with their.
Yes.
Oh.
But also such good child actors. Like
Yeah.
those were that doesn't always happen.
Oh, yeah. No. Convincing, and when they pulled the thing down in the reflective,
Oh, that was great. What a good
so good.
moment.
Oh, legendary. Question 40. First show as a kid you got really into?
Ooh, we loved The Simpsons. So that has to be up there. And then I loved Arthur. I was definitely really into Arthur. I was
Oh.
really into Full House. And really into Gilmore Girls a little bit later.
Gilmore Girls feels like the perfect like DVD show, you
Oh,
know, not
I have it all on
this is
DVD.
exactly my point. Yeah. I love that. Question 41. Yeah.
Wow.
Who should play you in a movie of your life?
Oh, well, everyone always says I look like Lauren Lapkus, so I guess Lauren Lapkus.
I could see it, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know in what world she would be playing me. She's way bigger than I am, but
When they
maybe.
make a movie about the Icelandic hot dog and they need
That's
the
true.
backstory, they get
Yeah.
Lapkus on the phone.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sending the screenplay off right now. 42. Who's the biggest celebrity you ever met in person?
met a lot of celebrities. I feel like just being part of this tiny little world of comedy.
Yeah.
I guess one of the biggest is John Cena. I did a video with
Whoa.
him. Yeah.
Now, did he give you like a suplex or like a quick DDT or
No.
anything? No? Okay.
He's like so hardworking. I think he was on three shoots in one day. So I was like, this guy is overworked. He needs a break.
Wow. Yeah. No, I think that qualifies for biggest celebrity and like physically largest celebrity
Yes.
as well, probably.
Definitely. Both of us.
43. TV show or podcast that you love, but you don't think anyone else knows about.
There was a show called Forever from 2018 that was a comedy drama with Maya Rudolph, and I loved it. It was so cool and interesting, and no one else watched it, and that's why they only got one season.
I could say, truly, I love Maya Rudolph, and I have no idea what this show is, so I'm
great.
One of those people.
Yes, so that definitely stands out, because I remember I was like, it was one of those moments where I was like trying to get other people to watch it, and no one would. I don't even know what channel it was on. I have no idea how I was watching it, but it was great, truly great.
Oh, just kept appearing until it didn't. Yeah. 44. Favorite comedian?
I do think Leslie Nielsen. Would you count him as a comedian? He's a, you know, comedic actor.
Yeah, he's in the realm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I would say like that, like hands down, just favorite and had the most impact on my life for sure.
I love it. 45, best Saturday Night Live cast member.
Kristen Wiig.
Ooh.
Right?
She's an all-star.
I love
yeah.
her. She's so good. Kristen Wiig, she's someone I want to be friends with.
And she's been able to pull off her dramatic roles like just as well, which is
yes.
wild.
Yes. She's so good. I love Bridesmaids. I just rewatched that. It's truly so funny.
Yeah. It's
I love it.
Yeah. It's amazing. 46. What's the nerdiest thing you've ever done?
That would be a high school valedictorian.
Yeah.
Yes, I was a high school valedictorian. And that is pretty nerdy.
Did you have to do the whole speech and the whole
deal?
I did.
I gave a speech. I was like in all honors classes and AP classes. And also what's extra nerdy about it is I tried so hard to be valedictorian. It wasn't even like it came naturally. I had to work for it. But yeah, truly so nerdy in the classic sense.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's that extra effort that pushes it over the
yes.
top, too, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, totally.
47, least favorite state.
Ooh, this is going to get me in trouble. But Connecticut.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I find it just so boring. Okay, so I loop like that Connecticut and like Delaware. You know, they count as the same. They're the same in my head, but they're just so boring. There's nothing there. You have to like really try to think of what you're going to do. Just boring.
That's such a brilliant logic with that. Because, yeah, like you think of like, oh, New England states.
Yeah.
And it's like they're in there. They've never once come up in the topic of conversation because
no.
there's just nothing to do there.
Yes. I mean, also Nebraska is very boring because I've driven through it.
Mm.
But that one I give, like, Connecticut, you expect there to be things to do. Nebraska, you don't expect there to be things to do. So, like, I can't even fault Nebraska, but Connecticut, I can be mad at.
I'm getting more mad at Connecticut the more I think about it.
Yeah.
I'm in New Jersey, so it's right nearby, and it's like...
Oh, I love New Jersey. New Jersey is a million times better than Connecticut.
Absolutely. Hard
yes.
agree. Yeah. 48. Best thing you've ever won.
Oh, an American Girl doll. In
Whoa.
Third grade. Those are really expensive. But in third grade, there was at my elementary school, there was some sort of raffle. And my mom said that right before we went, I was like, I'm going to win that doll. And she was like, you're not going to win the doll. There's like hundreds of little girls trying to get that doll. And then I did win the doll. Those are like $150 dolls. Like I was not going to get one if I didn't read, like if
wow.
I didn't, I was not going to be given one. I had to win it. And I did win one, so
that's great. I had no idea they were that expensive. First,
oh, there's so much more money, and they're like just so much more money than you think, and also more than they should be for sure. But
you think Tom Petty gets a nickel every time they sell an American Girl doll? That old song, American Girl.
Maybe. I doubt it.
I doubt it too. But I'm sure Tom Petty's looking at his.
Oh,
TV
trying
going,
to. Oh, for sure. There's no way.
I should get my lawyers on this one. Yeah. 49. Is there anything you've collected or had a collection of?
Yes. And it was very stupid. I used to collect $2 bills because I thought they were lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized this is dumb. This is just money. And then I spent it.
I love the idea of, as soon as you had this realization, like whatever your next purchase was like majority $2 bills.
Oh, just, yeah. It was all $2 bills.
Whoever was on the receiving end of that purchase has a story forever now, because they're like, what are the odds? I got $40 worth of $2 bills in the same day.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened. I definitely took all of them to buy one thing. Probably at like Toys R Us or something.
And that guy now sees it as good luck forever.
Yeah.
Question 50. Dubbed the Ryan Davis and the last of the fighting questions, I swear. You're in a fight to the death with another person equal to your size. You're offered either an aluminum baseball bat or a 6-inch non-serrated knife, knowing the weapon you don't choose goes to your opponent.
Yes. So
which do you choose, knife or bat?
Bat. Definitely bat.
Wow.
Yeah. There's like no doubt in my mind. I could kill someone with a bat. No, but I think I would just be more effective, because it's like, it's longer and I can use it to, you know, get the knife out of the other person's hand easily.
That's a fair strategy. You gotta be accurate with that thing. But
yes.
Again, your track record of previous fights, how could you not be? Fear not, intrepid listener. We have plenty more episode still to come with Katie Maravich. Some might say 49 more questions. I can either confirm or deny. It's a rumor I heard. I don't know where it got started. But before we do, let's send a quick shout out to the people who do the music for this show. Like the song you're hearing right now from the Mini Vandals, the song that's going to play us back from break from DJ Williams, the opening song from Diala, the closing one from Single Friend. And while I got you here, don't press that skip ahead button. Leave a quick review for us. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, I don't care where. Leave us a 5-star review. It takes 15 seconds. I'll wait.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We got one more thing before we get back to the show. Something brand new, something I'm very excited about. It's the 99 Questions Hotline? Hotline. Sure, that's what we're going to go with. I created a phone number for you to call. You can leave me a voicemail. If you have questions for me, if you have questions about the show, if you have questions for future guests, you can call in, leave a voicemail, and your voice might be the one actually asking the question live on the show. Well, not live, it's pre-recorded, but you know what I mean. I got the number right here, 732-592-9838. That spells out Real Wax Vet. That's right, Real Wax Vet. Like a veterinarian who's really made of wax. I don't know,
all the good numbers are taken, so this is the closest one I could get. Real Wax Vet. One more time, that's 732-592-9838. Give it a call, leave a message, have a great day.
So, Katie, as I mentioned up front, you have quite a breadth of work in your past. You've hosted a game show. I guess it's a game show, right? Rank Room?
Yeah, sure. A talk show.
Talk show.
Game show.
Group. Improv group show. Yeah. You've been the focal point of your own comedy series. Yes. You've been the focal point of a kind of horror creepy short as well.
I would say horror comedy.
Horror comedy, yes. So obviously you've been at the focal point of many a things. If you had a dream scenario, had to wish upon a $2 bill and had all your dreams come true in 5 years' time, what would you be loving to do? Is it more of the acting side? Is it more of the hosting side? Is it more of the behind the camera?
I would really like to write a show that gets sold and then I get to act in it. Ooh. And yeah, I guess that's a dream. My favorite thing is writing for myself. I love to write in my voice for myself to perform. It's just super fun and better than writing for someone else. So that's the dream. But yeah, I mean, it's getting harder by the minute.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of obstacles thrown in the way right now. But I will say I do love, and one of the community questions toward the end is a little focused on this as well. So I won't harp on it too much, but I do love being able to go through when College Humor was putting out all those sketches and Hardly Workings and whatnot and being like, oh, this is a Katie.
I love hearing that.
You just tell like 30 seconds in, like, okay, this is a Katie episode.
No, I like truly love hearing that because I've worked really hard to like develop a voice and a distinct style. And yeah, there were definitely times when like people would, you know, write something and be like, oh, this one's for Katie. And I was like, just let me write it. If it's for Katie, I'll just write it. I'll just write it for myself. And yeah, I just have a lot of fun. Like I'll do something in my car or something to one of my friends and then I'll be like, oh yeah, I want to write that down. I want to like do that as a sketch. So like, you know, it's just, there's nothing more satisfying for me than doing something weird, being weird, and then writing it down and then performing it. Very fun.
It's amazing. Keep doing it, I dare say.
Thank you.
But we got a whole nother page of questions here.
Yes.
Like question 51. What's your phone wallpaper right now?
My what?
Your phone wallpaper.
Oh, phone wall. I heard not that. It's a very silly photo that makes me laugh of my husband as a toddler in a stroller pushing a doll in a stroller.
Oh, how meta.
Yeah, it's really funny. And it just, it's not like a particularly cute photo. It's just like he looks like grumpy and it's like kind of blurry, and it just, I don't know why, every time I see it, it makes me laugh.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
52. What's the last thing you Googled?
Oh, I know exactly what it was. I'm writing the job I'm doing now. I'm between the podcast, right after the podcast, I have to get back to work, but I'm writing up a script currently. And growing up, my parents were really big on grammar and diction. So But my mom would sometimes be wrong. So like if I was like, oh, whoever just put this in the garbage, you need to take it out or whatever. And she'd go, whomever. But some like often she was wrong. She was always telling us to say whomever instead of whoever.
Yeah.
And now my brain doesn't know when to say whoever or whomever because I always think it's whomever because of my mom constantly telling us to say whomever. So anytime I write it into a script, I have to look up, should I be saying whoever or whomever right now? So that's literally right before I got on here. I was looking that up.
That's priceless. I love that. It's just baked in your brain. Even if you're 90% sure it's whoever, you're like, well,
I have to look it up.
Gotta check.
She's just in my like head being like, whomever, Katie. Just incorrect.
Oh, I love it. 53. You have to name your next pet without seeing them. What do you name them?
Myrtle. Myrtle, like moaning Myrtle. I think that's such a fun... I love animals who have old people names. Like my dog is Wetzel.
That's good.
So Myrtle, I think, will be the next one.
My parents have a cat named Bosco that I named for them. Perfect. That was, yeah. Pretty on.
Bosco's a great name for it. For wait, what is it? A cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great name for a cat.
Adorable little cat. Has one paw a little longer than the other. Great.
I love that. I love cats. I love all animals. I think it's so weird when people like hate dogs and love cats, or you know, the opposite. But they're both great.
Yeah, and especially they're so similar. Like unless one of the two like mauled you previously, like I don't know why you would. Have such a hatred.
So strange.
54. What professional wrestler would you compare yourself to?
Professional wrestler?
That is correct.
Ronda Rousey. Hey! Is that how you say that name? Absolutely. Have no idea. It's just because that's the only wrestler I know. I don't know anyone else. There's no way that she compares to me. Like, she's so much stronger and cooler.
She has yet to fight a bear. She's yet
to
fight.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Nine-year-olds.
Almost any children, as far as I can tell. Yeah.
And I have done those things. So.
Famously. Yeah.
Famously.
55. What's your comfort food on a bad day?
Ooh, I love food so much. I really like mac and cheese. And ramen.
Ooh,
I'd say those two.
Yeah,
four.
Good ramen. I've said it previously, and I friggin' want it on a tombstone or whatever. If a ramen place offers you a dollar for the extra soft boiled egg, you get the extra egg every time.
Absolutely,
it's worth the dollar every time. It's so much joy and sodium.
Yes.
All the things.
Oh yeah, salty. Anything salty, I'm so into.
Yes. Yes. 56. Favorite smell.
Favorite smell. Ooh, I do really like good smells. I love cinnamon-y smells. So like maybe the smell of like a cinnamon roll being cooked.
Ooh.
Or baked.
A little sugariness, a little cinnamon. Ooh. You know something's good's coming out of the oven.
Yeah, I'd go cinnamon roll.
I'm looking at the judges. They're saying it's correct. Yeah. 57. Best candy.
Oh, God. I love candy. I just said I love salt. I love salt. I do love sweetness. I love it all. My favorite candy. I used to love Airheads. That was my big food that I was constantly eating in middle school. I'd say now I've gotten really into toffee.
Ooh.
Like chocolate covered toffee. That's a really good candy. And I love a Twix. I just love Twix. They're so good. And Kit Kat. And Three Musketeers. And every other candy.
Just running down the aisle at a Walgreens or whatever.
Yeah. No, oh, and I like Reese's. I love every candy. This has been the hardest question.
Well, this might be a tougher one here. 58, worst candy.
Worst candy. There's no candy that I don't like. I've actually tweeted about this before. There's literally no candy I don't like. Even circus peanuts I like the worst candy. I
That
like
comes up a lot
licorice.
on this show.
I love it all. I'll eat any candy. If you can think of a candy that I don't like, I'll give you $100. That's for the audience.
This is a standing bet.
Yeah, because there I know that I'll win. There's literally no candy I won't eat.
Wow. Even those like the spicy like red
Yeah.
hot deals and all
I'll
that.
eat those. I'll eat spicy. I'll eat sour Warheads. I'll eat like sour Skittles. I'll eat like literally any candy.
Gauntlet has been thrown down, listeners. You heard it. 59. What's a restaurant you'd recommend?
Okay, I have a good one. It's a Chicago rest. I'm from Chicago. It's a Chicago restaurant that has now opened up in LA, and it's called Etta, 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 and it's just good. And if you go, you have to get their they have like, sometimes you have to when you go to a restaurant, they make you pay for the bread. And then normally I'm so like cheap, I won't do it. But this place, you have to get the bread every time. And it comes with a whipped ricotta. And then you saved the whipped ricotta for the pizza that you'll eat later. And you can dip your crust in it. And it's really
Oh,
delicious.
that's a life hack right there.
Yes.
Ooh, at a ETTA.
Yes, it's so good.
Once again, why I went into this podcast recording hungry, that is my own fault, because now I
Wait,
want
aren't you?
pizza.
Yeah, you're far. It's 3 hours ahead. You gotta eat dinner.
I agree.
What are you gonna eat? Do you know what you're gonna eat?
Now I kind of want pizza, but
You should get pizza. I had pizza last night.
and I'll tip the driver and say, swing by a 7-Eleven and get me some Kit Kats.
Yes.
Pick me up a couple.
Oh, they're so good.
Question 60. What's a food you've never eaten?
No. It's like one of those things where you don't know what you don't know. But there's so many places. Like I'm from Chicago, I'm from like the Midwest. So growing up I was not cultural. Like I was just eating the same shit. Like when I moved to LA, I realized that there were more vegetables than cucumbers and carrots and iceberg lettuce. So I know there's food that I have yet to try, but I just don't know what it is. But I'm very open to it. I will happily eat anything.
Okay, I like that. Well, leads so perfectly, whoever playing these questions. 61, strangest food that you have eaten.
Have eaten iguana.
Wow, I
I
have never
tried it.
heard that one.
Yeah, we tried it. It was like a trip. I don't know if you've I don't know. I don't want to get into it. But yes, I
Oh,
did
that's
try
fine.
iguana.
Interesting. Okay. Like fried or grilled
Yes.
or
Well, we thought it was chicken and it wasn't. It was iguana. It was very obvious that it was not what we thought it was. It was like one of those situations where you're they're purposely giving you something to see your reaction and
I
then
see. Gotcha. The old iguana trick, eh?
Classic iguana trip.
Question 62. What's a typical day off?
It's been a while since I've had a day off. I feel like I am always working because I don't tip, if you're a writer actor, there's a lot of downtime where you are not working and then you're just desperately trying to find work. So I feel like I work like 7 days a week, always. But if I ever get time off, I'm probably taking a nap and or like cooking something or baking something. And then I will like I love going to the movies and getting movie theater popcorn. And yeah, nothing like exciting. I don't do exciting things. I wish I did. I haven't taken a vacation, I realized, since like 2019. I really need to like figure out how to have more fun.
I mean, a couple of those years, you have a very good excuse yes. as to not going on vacation, but
yeah,
I understand where you're coming from. Yes.
Absolutely.
63, bucket list item that you accomplished.
Oh, seeing the Northern Lights.
Ooh.
That was definitely on the bucket list. And I did it in Iceland.
Another reason to go to Iceland.
Yeah, it's so good. You gotta go.
Yeah, I do. 64, bucket list item you probably won't accomplish.
My bucket list items are all like very attainable. Oh, like I'm okay. not someone who's like, I want to go to the moon or like anything crazy. I'm very realistic. My bucket list will be like, I want to take a road trip and then I'll do it. It's like so attainable, so easy. No one else would consider it like bucket list items. Hey. Wait, what's on your bucket list? Now I need to think of something.
Go to Iceland. You know what? Yeah. You know what one genuinely is go to Japan. Like spend like
oh my God.
A considerable amount of time in Japan. Yeah. Not like a weekend or something, like 2 weeks yes. or something. I think that would be so cool. Because it seems so
yeah.
New York-ish from a glance, but like totally different from
yeah.
American life that I would adore just wrapping myself around in that culture.
Yeah. I feel like for me, an actual one, now that I've thought about it for a second more, is like Galapagos Islands. Like I've always, I was really into them as a child when we would learn about them. And I think it would just be cool to go there. But my worry is that now they're so touristy. Because I like know friends who've been there. Like when I was younger, that would not have been the case. But yeah,
they got those big old turtles, right? That's their
yes, they do, and finches, and yeah, they have so much cool wildlife, and yeah.
One day,
maybe.
65, dubbed by previous guests, the realest question of the bunch.
Ooh.
Name of a friend you don't keep in contact with, but regret it.
Yes, I do have a friend.
Oh, boy.
I would say my childhood friend, Molly, we were very into comedy together. And we were best friends since age 3 through high school. And then we're still friends in college. And then after college, and we didn't even go to the same college, but we're still like friendly. But after college, we like just fully stopped talking. Hmm. Nothing happened. Like there was never a fight or anything, but we just like, and that would be awkward. But it's, I always think about this because I remember there was a phone, we had like a phone call in middle school where we were being funny together. And I remember presenting her with the scenario where in the future we weren't friends and one of us wouldn't be invited to the other person's wedding. And I remember us like laughing about it and being like, that would literally never happen because we talk every single day. We're best, best friends. And we have been for so long. And then sure enough, she was like not invited to my wedding. So it's like, it literally came true. And I remember this conversation. We were like laughing about how crazy that would be. Because it would never happen. But it did.
You know, sometimes the river goes in two directions. That's all.
Yeah.
Molly, big fan of the show too. I'll send her this. It's fine. 66. What's a game that makes you feel nostalgic?
Clue.
Oh.
Clue. Clue was a game. Well, also Cranium, which I've already talked about.
Of course.
But Clue was a game that my family would play together a lot.
Yeah.
So I'd say those two.
It was a thinking game, you know? That's what I like.
Yes.
Clue. Who was your character in Clue? That's the most telling.
Oh, switched it up. We switched it up for sure. Were you able to just choose?
I thought so, right? You at least chose your token and then
okay.
It didn't really matter, just mattered where you started on the board, I suppose. But
I always liked green. Green has always been my favorite color, so maybe Mr. Green. There is a Mr. Green, right?
Oh yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I think I would have been by choice, Mr. Green.
Strategic play.
Oh, yeah.
67. What game have you spent the most time playing?
Cranium, which I've talked about. Just because that was like every Friday night for like 6 years or something.
Wow. Oh, I love it. It genuinely is a really good game.
It's so much fun.
Till the clay dries out, then you're just like, we got to figure something out here. 68. What's something you built with your own hands?
I built a coffee table using four, like, four, like, wooden baskets, and then putting them together and then painting them. And it's cute. I still use it.
Wow. Look at that. Incredible.
Yeah.
69. Best pickup line.
Oh my god. Oh no, I don't know. The only one that I remember is like, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see. And I think if someone said that to me, I would just laugh. And then we probably would just talk because of that.
It's so cheesy. It's so just cheesy. Might work.
Yeah, they're so stupid now. And that, yeah. I don't know. I'm not a person who has ever used a pickup line. I don't do that.
I think that's becoming the moral of this question. Is there? Yes. There is no best.
No, you know? There's really only bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Question 70. Have you ever had any good nicknames?
Oh, I really tried so hard to be Charlie in high school.
Which
doesn't make sense. It has nothing to do with my name. But I wanted Charlie. I even got, like, for some club, they got us sweatshirts. And on the back of my sweatshirt from high school, it says Charlie on it, which is so stupid. And then I remember having the teachers in AP government. I told my teacher to call me Charlie. And then for parent-teacher conferences, my mom was like, what? Charlie? Oh. Katie's already a nickname. Like,
also, it's not one that's related to it's the name not. Charlie. It's just
it has totally... nothing to do. It's a totally unrelated name.
That's amazing. Just trying to rebrand yourself.
I really was, I think.
That's hilarious. 71. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No, I don't think so. There have definitely been, like, I'm thinking more of, like, friends, like, people I have been drawn to right away. But I feel like it's not really until you, like, talk to them for a while that you get to know their essence.
Yeah. Agreed. 72. What's a big turnoff of yours?
Users.
Ooh.
People who just use you. Like, I don't know. I like to feel I'm someone who like really goes out of. I really go out of my way for like my friends and stuff. But then if I don't like sense gratitude and start sensing like they're only keeping me around to do whatever task I can do for them, like that really bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah. 73. Do you consider yourself an artist?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Am I an artist?
Absolutely you are.
Really? Maybe yeah. I am.
I've defended, it sounds such a weird sentence to say, yeah. I've defended art on this podcast in the past. I always say art is just a category. It's not like, you know, the Mona Lisa is the only art in the world and writing
that's
isn't.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like most of the time, like, I don't always, like, respect the work that I do, where I'm like, you know, like, fart jokes or whatever. I'm like, why am I doing this? It's not, I'm, like, not contributing. So maybe that's why I feel that I'm not an artist.
I know that's not true, because I've watched Leslie Nielsen do those same jokes and
looked
back on it 20 years later and said, that is brilliant.
Honestly, that's a really good point, because I do, you know, he in interviews, he used to have like a little fart machine that he would put off. Like, I feel like that is literally genius. Like, that is so funny.
Just to make the interviewer just a little more uncomfortable and roll with the
Yeah.
punches, like, oh,
I
brilliant.
love him.
74. What's something you tried to cook and failed?
I'm a pretty good cook.
Oh.
Oh yeah, actually there is something recently. I was trying to make some sort of pasta dish and I added way too many like chili flakes and it was like
Ooh.
completely inedible. But I did kind of save it because then I just made a peanut sauce to go on it and it kind of
Oh.
took away some of the spice.
Evened it out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was still pretty bad. I didn't like it.
See, that's that like Iron Chef or Chopped mentality of like
Yes.
saving something not perfect. 75, dubbed the Ben Hansen after the first guest of this here show.
Aw.
What's the greatest piece of art ever made?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I love Salvador Dali. Like, I know he's not a great person, but I did genuinely. I feel like he's like the first artist that I was like, oh, I have to see more. And we went to like the Salvador Dali Museum and just like very cool art.
I love
Very
that.
cool.
He had a really great mustache. Can't deny that.
I know it's so true. But I feel like he kind of was problematic, right? Was he bad?
I don't know.
Probably.
Anyone over like 50, I kind of assume is, but I'm not
I
positive.
agree. I know. I agree. I was like, anyone from that time period is probably going to be pretty bad.
Yeah. 76. Have you ever had something happen to you that you would consider paranormal?
I don't typically believe in paranormal, but I will say like I have had strange coincidences.
Oh.
And one of them, the one that springs to mind first, is I used to be a pen pal with my first grade teacher when I was like in fourth grade and fifth grade, I think. And so I was like, oh, I haven't heard from the teacher in a while, so I should like write her a letter. And then we found out that she had died like as I was writing the letter. So it's just like one of those weird moments, like, oh wow, she just like popped into my head that I needed to reach out to her. And then it turned out she had died.
Oh.
But I do think that was a coincidence. I don't think that was her ghost telling me or something.
The only thing that can save me is the letter. Yeah, probably.
Yes, truly.
Yeah. 77. Would you ever use a Ouija board?
Yes, and
Oh.
I have.
Oh.
I know, I love it.
Summoning demons all over the place.
I know, I really am.
78. Simply, why?
Why not? I'm
A
sure everyone says that.
little
Has
bit.
anyone said anything other than that?
Yeah, there's a few. There's a
Who?
few.
Name names. I gotta look.
I mean, there's no way Brendan Lee Mulligan didn't give like a 10-minute answer to
I
this
know that. I
question.
was literally thinking, I was like, oh, I bet Brennan
Yeah.
was, yeah.
That's
He
it.
loves to talk and he's good at
He's
it.
a heck
That's
of a
not a
guy.
critique. Brennan, if you're listening to this, I love you.
I adore him. Our my most listened to episode and my longest episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I love that.
79. If given the chance, when would you time travel to?
Oh my God. I would stop 9/11.
Oh.
Yeah. Single-handedly.
Then that song wouldn't
I know that's a good
wouldn't be
point,
as
but I'm confident I have what it takes. Stop.
again, no follow-up questions necessary.
I'd figure it out for sure. I'd
Yeah.
figure it out.
No, you got it. It's actually not totally off topic, but there is a very funny older college humor sketch called like trying to stop 9/11. I think it's a Brian Murphy. Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
It is so funny. I don't want to spoil the premise of it. Please, anyone listening, just check it out. Whatever you have to Google, we'll put you on a watch list, but Google it and find it. And
I miss College Humor sketches so much. They're so much fun to make.
It's such a time and a place, but like
I know.
I genuinely like stayed up through college just watching like YouTube lists of those videos. Like that's what I did.
That was my college, was like literally watching College Humor. And I it was like such a treat to get to work there. And I used to like have a little notepad on my phone. And anytime I'd like think of a sketch, I'd like write it down for our pitch meetings on Mondays, and I still do it. And I'm like, I'll never write another College Humor sketch. This is such a waste, but I have to keep doing it.
it's a weird, tragic thing in a way.
It is tragic. I know. So sad.
Question 80. Have you ever made a sudden dramatic change to your lifestyle and stuck to it?
No, and I need to. I wish I could.
Oh, it's tough. I assume. I know.
I can't do it. I can't. I would really love to be able to. I go to bed at like 2 a.m. or later every night. And then I eat badly and I have horrible habits just all around. And so I would love to be an adult and like figure my shit out, but I can't.
Too tough. Adults are overrated.
It's too tough. I hate it.
Mm-mm. 81. What game show, past or present, would you love to be a contestant on?
Deal or No Deal.
Yes.
I used to watch that so often. And also How I Met Dolls. Really nice and cool. Probably that.
What briefcase are you picking? That's the question.
Yeah, truly.
82. What's a quote that you love?
Live, laugh, love. Yeah, I just love that. I have it all over my apartment. That and my American flags, and my bald eagles. So
the perfect decoration.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you really should live and laugh and love.
And love. That's all.
You really
three.
Should. People forget the last one, love. Not me though, because I have it all over my house reminding me.
Mm-mm. And in that order. I cannot stress that enough.
Yes, absolutely.
83. What's the best shirt that you own?
I have all of my answers are related. I had a shirt made for myself, which is lame.
Oh.
But that's okay. That says, don't touch me unless you're Michael Cera. I don't like being touched. Like, that's a weird quirk about me. I hate it. I'm just like such a germaphobe. So it's like a warning to people, and then also is a Michael Cera shirt.
See? And the next paranormal event is going to be Michael Cera while you're wearing that shirt running into you.
Oh my God, I would love for that to happen.
All the stars are aligning. 84. Would you change your middle name?
No, because it never comes up and no one cares about it. Like going through the motions of changing it. It's just too much work.
Yeah, seems like a hassle. Katie Charlie Mary.
Oh yeah, that's where Charlie is from.
85. What's a good impression you can do?
Maybe Jennifer Coolidge. Oh, I really want a hot dog. Is that good?
Miss Coolidge, is that you?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
One of these days, it's just going to be a supercut of every impression through 80-something episodes.
I love that. That's a fun idea.
I have to edit it, so it's going to take a while, but we're going to get there.
Yes.
86. Is there a tattoo you wanted to get, but are glad you didn't get?
No, I have never once wanted a tattoo. Ooh. Or thought about getting a tattoo or anything. I think it's because I'm an actor, and like, if you're an actor, you have to get your tattoos like approved by the artist that they're allowed to be seen on set, or they have to cover them up. So it's just too much work.
The hassle. 87. How would you describe your 16-year-old self?
A little nerdy, little quirky weirdo. For sure. I had started a comedy sketch group when I was around 16. Whoa. And it went so badly. And I'm pretty sure I just like plagiarized. Like, I'm pretty sure I just like took other people's sketches and pretended they were mine. It was really bad.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah.
88. What's the worst injury you ever had?
Ooh. I have not been too injured, I will say. I avoid things that could potentially injure me. But I did have gum grafting done.
Oh.
Which was crazy. Cause they took, so they like put a hole in the roof of your mouth basically to take some of that skin, and then they graft it on to where your gums are. Cause I have an autoimmune disorder. So I have, just some like mouth problems, so that I needed to have like my gums were really receding from the autoimmune disorder, and so they had to like graft it, and it's better to like graft it from your own skin. But it's really cool because you could see my skin taking in the grafted skin. It was like wild. So scientific.
Ooh, yeah. In that mouth skin surgery. Yes. Oh boy.
It was wild.
89. What's a habit of yours you want to break?
Oh, yeah. Again, all of my answers are the same. I would love to not go to bed so late, and then I'm just like tired all the time, and I have no energy, and I'm miserable. And it's because of myself. I do this to me. But yeah, definitely that. Sleep is really important.
It is. It really is. Question 90 on the home stretch time here. Have you ever lied on your resume?
I honestly don't think so. And to the point where that is something I am very honest. Like my husband's vows. He talked about how honest I am. And sometimes it hurts me how honest I am. But even this, like this last, the job that I'm doing now, I was like, I probably could have lied. I still got the job, but I was like, oh, I probably could have lied there. But I was very honest with my abilities. And then I did end up getting the job, but I was like, that could have cost me the job. And I wasn't, it like just a little white lie. But I still got the job, so it was fine. So, you know, it doesn't matter.
That valedictorian mindset, you know?
I know, honestly, it's like definitely that. I'm like such a good girl. I'm so well behaved.
But you got it. You got it.
I know. I'd really, yeah, I'm, thank God I did. I would have been so mad at myself if I hadn't told like just a little bit of a lie and didn't get hired.
91. Have you ever punched someone in the face?
Yes, I have. My brother, one of my oldest brother.
One of the coolest dudes?
Yeah, he's a cool dude. But we were playing around, and in the 90s, we had a lot of inflatable furniture. And so I had this little purple glittery chair, and he went inside of it, and I was pretending to punch the chair, and then I accidentally punched him directly in the face so hard, as hard as I could.
Oh.
And it was a total accident. And then I ran like crazy because I knew he was going to beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And he didn't. I got to my room in time. Locked the door. It's so silly because he was like, I was like maybe 12. He's 5 years. He was like probably 17 in a chair.
He got decked.
He got decked. completely. And like, what a loser. And then he had to like, he was like chasing after me with, and still stuck inside an inflatable chair. It's like such a funny image.
Lumbering down the hallway with this purple chair. 92. Would you ever go to a nude beach?
No, never in my life. I am like just not comfortable with nudity. Anyone's nudity.
Very fair. 93. Somehow not the realest question. When was the last time you cried?
Probably from the stress of I'm directing something. And it's been just a lot of work. And I'm sure I was like overwhelmed and cried, but it was probably just a little cry.
A little.
So probably a few days ago.
I gotcha. 94. What's something you've done and will probably never do again?
Ooh. Honestly, like a lot of my vacations, I, even though I loved them, I kind of am against doing the same thing twice because I take so few vacations. So they really have to count. And I'd rather see a different part of the world than go to the same spot. So it's sad. I'll probably never go to Iceland again.
No, but I get that mentality, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of a been there, done that, even as gorgeous as it is.
Yeah, I have limited time, limited resources. I gotta be choosy.
Yeah, absolutely. 95. Best compliment you ever received?
Oh, I love hearing when people are like you have such a distinct voice, or like, yeah, what you said earlier, like I knew it was a Katie Maravich sketch. Like that really makes me feel good. Cause I've worked so hard to like try to find my voice, which is just me as a person. But really I think what happened was like I just became like more confident, actually just like being myself, and that kind of became my voice. But yeah, so that's like for me the best compliment I can get.
Wow, I love that. 96. Tell me a joke.
Oh, okay. This is the first joke that I ever told.
Oh. Like right now
No. That I ever told like regularly, and that is, what is Darth Vader's wife's name?
I don't know. What is Darth Vader's wife's name?
Elevator. This was the first joke. I read it in a joke book when I was probably 8 years old, and I would tell it all the time. I thought it was very clever.
Good.
And I don't know why, but I remember it still. And I remember like telling people and them being like, what? That's not a joke in any way. What?
They're to blame. That's classic wordplay. That's good.
No, it's really bad. It's truly not a joke. It's not a joke at all.
You know, Darth Vader loves elevators.
It was so stupid. I don't know why I got hung up on it as a little child. I still love joke books though. So and they're all kind of like that. All joke book jokes are like just bad.
Yeah. I had several. Like was like classic book fair material. Like pick up a good joke book. And they all stink.
They are all so terrible. There's not a single funny joke book.
There's an idea there of just picking up old joke books from like the 90s and
yes. Has anyone ever told a good joke during that question? I feel like no.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I feel like no. Yeah, there's been a few. There's definitely been a few.
Because most jokes that you just tell are bad. Like best jokes. Let me see.
Best jokes.
I just typed in best jokes. Okay, here. Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer?
I don't know. Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer?
She kept running away from the ball.
That's not bad.
See, they're not bad, but they're just not funny.
Well, there was a good Very early guest, Haley McLean of this podcast had a good dirty joke, which was, I was reminded from what Google defines as the best joke, I assume, which is, what did Cinderella do when she got to the ball? And it was, because it's like,
wait, I literally had almost the same setup.
And exactly. That's why I was like, this is weird that Google defines
so
Haley McLean's joke as the best of all time. I mean, it's good, but 97 used to be a question that I came up with that just wasn't all that good. But I took it and I threw it in the recycling bin and replaced it with the listener question of the week.
Ooh.
And if any of our wonderful listeners have a question they want to see used on a future episode, it's 99, of course, the number 99, questionspod@gmail.com or 99questionspod on Twitter. And this week I chose two because, gosh darn it, no one could tell me otherwise. First one is from Holden Hints. Katie, what's the key to not breaking? I believe for context, yes, here, you hold what has to be a record on the wonderful Dropout show Breaking News, where you are tasked with reading ridiculous news stories and trying not to laugh. And you have an unbelievable record of barely any laughs throughout the entire series.
Yeah, I think that there's two Katies.
Oh.
There's like the Katie that understands how to socialize and like laugh and smile in the conversation. And then there's the Katie, almost like Severance. Have you seen Severance?
Love Severance. Yeah.
Yes, me too. It's one of my favorite shows. But yeah, there's like two brains and I just have to like get into the right brain. And that other Katie is like, this is business. And I'm not laughing and I won't laugh. And like, that's just the mentality I have to go in with.
Oh, just stone faced, eyes on the prize.
I honestly think that is a little bit of who I am as a person. Like, I almost think like just like being able to laugh, like that part is more acting. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a normal person for once. But I feel like the non-laughing kind of like stoic, stone-faced is really me. Like, and I remember in like high school, people would be like, you're like kind of robotic. And it's true. Like, I actually am a little bit robotic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And our 97B, let's call it, from Meg 30. I love this question. At what point did it occur to you that your character's recurring bit in CH videos would be, comma, ahem, comma, soiling your dungarees?
Well,
I like this worded question.
I love that. That's really good. So actually, the first time that happened was not my joke. It was Zach Oyama pitched it in the room as a funny extreme heightening of the game. And I think he said it as a joke. And I don't even think he remembers doing this, but I think he said it as a joke, like that would be so stupid. And then I was like, I love it. And I'm gonna do that. And then it just became what it is. Like, it just became every sketch because I loved doing that character, the flirt, everyone flirts with me, everyone's flirting with me, and then it just became a thing. Like, I just have to keep doing this because it's so stupid. And but yeah, that's like honestly what happened. Was I didn't even think of that. It was Zach Oyama.
Wow. And you just took the ball and ran with it.
I did. I'm sure he didn't say it as a serious suggestion. There's no way. Zach is like such a good writer. I cannot imagine that happening.
But it just became such a funny recurring outro to so many sketches. Like,
I loved it. I honestly had fun. I had fun every time I did that and saw people's reactions to realizing I wanted to do it again.
The iconic quote of, you're not supposed to wash your jeans, you put them in the freezer.
You're not supposed to wash your jeans, you put them in the freezer.
As they are just the most filthy thing on earth.
Yeah. Oh,
brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you.
And thank you, Meg and Holden.
Yes, thank you for the people who asked those questions. They're very good.
Question 98. What made you want to be who you are today?
For me, I realized I was funny around fifth grade. And then I, that's such a stupid thing. But no, I had always like loved comedies and I would always watch comedy movies, but then I realized like, oh, I can also just do things. I don't have to just like watch them. I can also do them. And then, wait, what was the question? No, it was about
I kind of like this road you were going down here.
I'm just talking.
What made you want to be who you are today?
Okay. Yes. Okay. I did have a point to that. So yes, I started doing comedy and then I realized that I was going to get made fun of, like going into middle school. I was like, I'm like this nerd. I've got big glasses, braces. I know I'm going to get made fun of. So I started using like comedy as like a defense mechanism. And so it just like snowballed from there. So I feel like it was in the cards, like it was definitely going to happen. But yeah, I remember like there were like truly like very distinct thoughts of, like, I remember being like, oh, I can just be funny. And then I remember being like, you better be funny because otherwise this is going to be hell.
what an origin story.
I know.
I love it. But we made it to the top of the mountain. The titular question. Question 99. What do you want to be remembered for?
All right, let me think. I kind of want to be forgotten, which is weird.
But You're allowed.
I was thinking about this. Yeah, I like the idea of just like not having ever existed. Like no one, like, I don't know, in 30 years when the robots have taken over, and there's no YouTube. Like, yeah, I don't think I need to be someone who's like, everyone remember my work. Please remember me shitting in my pants. like, I don't need that. But I guess until then, until I'm totally forgotten, which I'm okay with. yeah, I'd like to be known as having like a very distinct voice. Like that, for me, that would be very satisfying. If people thought that, and yeah, but I want to be forgotten. Like, honestly, just forget about me.
Well, while I still remember you here, I have to say, thank you so much for doing this. We've made it through all the questions. Unless there's a third page behind here. Nope, not yet.
Did I do it too fast? Was I too wordy or not wordy enough?
It's perfect. It goes at your pace. That's okay. The whole magic of the show. But sincerely, thank you for doing this. Is there anything you want to plug, promote, waft into the ears of our wonderful listeners? Anything at all? Maybe Michael Sarah, who knows? Anything at all? The floor is yours.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everything at Katie Maravich. And then I'm directing a show that I appear in sometimes for Fox that you can find on the Fox YouTube channel. And it's called Reality Check. And we just released our first episode and it's 12 weeks of episodes. So there's a lot to look forward to. It's fun.
Michael Sarah, I know you're listening. I know this for a fact. And Michael, if I have to ask you one question, the question that I have is, how great was Katie? How hilarious is she? So funny. Such a gem. I love talking to her. And Michael, I wish I could do it for longer. But the red light's on. It's last call time. Let's figure out what we learned here today. we learned that $30 Icelandish hot dogs are a lot like freedom fries. No one's exactly happy with how we got there, but we have to admit they're delicious. We learned that there is not a candy that Katie doesn't like. There's a standing $100 bet on it. Listen, if you could find one, I'll deliver you the check in a purple glittery ice skater dress. I was gonna wear that anyway, but listen, you'll get your money. We learned that anyone over the age of 50 is probably problematic. We learned the difference between whoever and whomever, I think. And we learned that Cranium is a great board game, I hope you know. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go write the screenplay to Mamma Mia 3, How Could I Resist Ya? I'll see you again in 2 weeks for our next episode. Until then, thank you, and good night.